Hey everyone, it's your girl Laura Bennett here, coming at you live with another dose of the Feminine Reset, where we talk all things emotional strength daily. Today, we're diving deep into something that might feel a little counterintuitive at first. Practicing self-compassion and acceptance. Now, before you roll your eyes thinking this is all hippy-dippy woo-woo stuff, trust me on this one. This is game-changing for navigating the crazy world we live in. Think about it. How often do we judge ourselves harshly? We set unrealistic expectations, then beat ourselves up when we don't meet them. Ever feel like you're constantly running a race against yourself, only to trip and fall because your standards are sky high? Yeah, I get it, been there, done that. But here's the thing. Practicing self-compassion isn't about becoming lazy or giving up on your goals. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. So let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that will help you start practicing self-compassion today. First up, acknowledge your struggles. Life is messy, right? We all have challenges, setbacks, and moments of doubt. Instead of pretending everything is perfect or trying to hide your vulnerabilities, admit them. Talk to yourself like you talk to a friend who's struggling with empathy, not judgment. You know that feeling when something goes wrong, and instead of berating yourself, you offer a reassuring word. That's what we're aiming for here. Next up, challenge those negative self-talk patterns. Ever catch yourself saying things like, I'm so stupid, or I'll never be good enough? Yeah, those are the inner critic gremlins messing with your head. When you hear those nasty voices whispering doubts, actively challenge them. Ask yourself, is this really true? What would I say to a friend who was thinking this way? Replacing negative thoughts with positive affirmations is like giving your mind a much-needed makeover. Thirdly, practice self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are awesome. Self-care is about intentionally taking time for yourself to recharge, relax, and do things that nourish your soul. It could be reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, listening to music that makes you feel good, anything that helps you de-stress and feel more balanced. Now, number 4. Set realistic expectations. We live in a world obsessed with perfection, but remember, nobody is perfect. Instead of striving for unattainable goals, focus on setting small, achievable targets that will build your confidence and sense of accomplishment. Remember, progress, not perfection, is the key here. And finally, number 5, celebrate your wins. Big or small, acknowledge your achievements and give yourself credit for all that you've accomplished. Did you finish a challenging project? Did you make it through a tough week? Give yourself a high five. Celebrating your successes, no matter how minor they seem, is crucial for building self-esteem and cultivating a positive mindset. Let me tell you about this time I was preparing for a big presentation at work. My anxiety was sky high, I could practically feel my heart pounding in my ears. I started obsessing over every detail, replaying potential disasters in my head, you know the drill. But then I stopped and took a deep breath. I reminded myself that it's okay to be nervous, that everyone makes mistakes, and that even if things didn't go perfectly, I would learn from the experience. I visualized myself delivering the presentation confidently and with grace. And guess what? I nailed it. Not because I was suddenly fearless, but because I practiced self-compassion and treated myself with kindness throughout the process. So, remember, you are worthy of love, acceptance, and kindness, especially from yourself. Start practicing these 5 key takeaways today and watch your emotional strength soar. Take a moment right now to acknowledge your own strengths and celebrate the amazing person you are. You got this. Now I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on self-compassion in the comments below. What strategies have worked for you? Let's create a supportive community where we can uplift and inspire each other. And don't forget to subscribe to The Feminine Reset so you never miss an episode packed with empowering tips and real-life advice. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.